birthdays or anniversaries, I'd like to know about it. Let me know about that, all right? We'll be back after this.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
And David came to Bel prison, and David smote them there and said, "The Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me as the breach of waters." Therefore he called the name of that place Bel prison. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. The Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, and he said, "Thou shalt go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry tree. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry tree, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines." Amen. Let's talk about the Lord of a breakthrough. The Lord of a breakthrough. All of us possibly need a breakthrough. If you don't need it now, maybe you needed it 6 months ago. You needed the Lord to come and break through. Bell prison, the Lord breaks through. Have you ever needed the Lord to break through and come and see about you? Oh, fool me here now. Have you needed the Lord to break through because your situation had overtaken you and you could no longer handle what you were going through? And you needed the Lord to break through to come see about you. Yes. Oh, don't fool me in here now. Yes. Have you been in a situation where you needed the Lord to come to Cabrini? Yes. And see about you? Yes. Have you been in a situation where you needed him to walk down the hall of the Rat Peace General and break through the wall and come and see about you? Matter of fact, we don't have to go to the hospital. Anybody been at your house, in your home, and you needed the Lord to come and break through? In the middle of the night, you needed him to come to your residence and break through so you could have a peaceful night. I think I'm just talking to just myself. Anybody needed the Lord to come and minister to them and break through your situation where he can lift you up and make tomorrow a better day. No wonder David says weeping may endure for a night, but I'm trying to tell you something here, that joy will come in the morning, because what he's trying to tell you is no matter what you're going through in the middle of the night, I can come and just break through. And I can handle your situation. Watch closely. God aligned has a starting point and an ending point. But a circle has no ending point, nor a starting point. Do I have to help in the house? And we serve a God because we need him to circle us.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And as he circled me, I want him to take care of me.
Yes.
The Lord that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. God is so meticulously great until if we really knew who he really was, or if we could explain who he really is, the cranium on our head would just pop off. Your head would just, because you cannot contain who God really is. So we have to find simple terms in order to navigate who God is. Simple terms. We cannot use words of great extent, so we have to break it all the way down. Bell prism means God of the breakthrough.
Yes.
The God of the breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to break it down in a simple word. Food. You do know he's food in the stomach.
Yes, yes.
Doctor, you do know he's a doctor in the city.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lawyer, you do know he's a lawyer in the courtroom.
Yes, yes.
We have to break it down in a small way. Because friend, small word. But even though we break them down into small words, he's all of those words. He a friend.
Yeah.
He shelter in time of storm.
Yeah.
Way out of no way. He's all of that. So we have to talk in small terms to each other in order to get one another to understand the power of who he really is. We can't go into the mind of Webster. We have to grab small, teeny tiny, little bitty words. Like we're in the first grade, in order to articulate to one another who God really is. Leaning poles, battle axe, God really, really is. A God who made the world. You do know it was dark. He says, let there be. And then after he creates light, then he fashions the word. Watch closely. Let me get y'all to understand one thing. God is the source, not the resource. Resource means that it could run out. We have resources, Reverend. We have resources. We have resources. But resources can run. Have your resource ever ran out? Don't fool me in here now. Have your resource ever ran? I had a little money the other day, but my little money ran. My resource. And then the one that I would call to help back me, and have mercy, Jesus, back me up. Call them to help me. And their resources have ran. See, God is the source. He's not the resource. Resources run out. But the source can always recreate itself. For when you think it's out on the north end, the source can make it available on the south end. Do I have some help in the house? Maybe you ain't never, your resources have never ran out. This is why you hear us say, God is the source of my life. We don't say God is the resource, but God is the, in other words, whatever I need. Watch it, David. Whatever I need. Whatever I need, whatever ran out on me, watch yourself. God is able to come back and recreate what ran out. So he ought to be the what? Source. And not your resource. Yes. So God here is the source of our life. Because his love will never run out. His never had medical training, but his ability to heal will never run out. Never been to law school.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.